Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. Tomorrow night at the Wharton Center, a one-woman show examines aspects of bullying and teenage relationships. The Shape of a Girl is a play by Canadian playwright Joan McLeod. Current State's Melissa Benmark recently spoke with the young actress who carries the show.
My name is Paige Hernandez. I like to think of myself as a multidisciplinary artist. I do a lot of dancing, acting, producing, playwriting, directing, kind of a jack of all trades, and hopefully a master of a few of those. But I've been very fortunate. A lot of things have just landed in my lap, and it turns out that I'm good at it. I may have a little bit of OCD, so I think that helps. I'm super organized. I like to make sure things are thorough and complete, and that comes naturally with acting and just figuring out the research for any given role or any given show. So, I do some poetry. I kind of do a little bit of everything. I think I'm a ham.
So tell me a little bit about, is this the only place you're performing, or are you going to be doing it some other places?
We actually start out at the Wharton Center here in Michigan, and then we tour for about a week and a half through mid and northern Michigan. So yes, we will be touring to several different places.
Tell me what the show is about.
The Shape of a Girl is an in-depth look at bullying, specifically among teenage girls. It's about the dynamic that happens among a group of girls in school and what happens in the different roles that are in bullying, whether it's the victim or the bystander or the parent, and what you can do. Because no matter what you do, any kind of action will help anyone overcome that situation. So it takes a really in-depth look at that.
A lot of the other performing that you've done has involved music, hip-hop, dance. And with a one-woman show, it's just you. How do you prepare for that?
It's definitely a lot of work. It's much harder, I think, than being in a full show with a full cast and an ensemble, only because the amount of research that you have to do is even more. You really have to look into each of the characters that you're playing, develop those backstories if they aren't already there or aren't already supported in the text, and then, you know, make sure that you're coming at it with a fair hand. That means you know the work that's involved around the different roles and personalities and perspectives in there. Bert Goldstein, who's directing, is an amazing director because he really challenged me to look at those different things, to really dissect what it is that I'm saying, but also the people around me, and not just play them on a surface level, but dig deeper and look at, you know, why they may be doing what they're doing. Because the fact is, if you have someone as a bully, sometimes it's seen as such this huge negative connotation, but the truth is that they're hurting too. There's something else going on there that makes them act the way they do. And it's not necessarily to sympathize with them, but it's to understand.
But that's got to get tiring.
It's exhausting and heavy, but it's also very rewarding. And just to get the word out and to make sure that people see it. And if they see it, like I said, with a very wide perspective almost, like a wide shot lens, then I think a lot of people can walk away with a new and refreshing take on what bullying is and what they can do about it.
Sometimes when a person moves on from being a teenager, and I know you are young, but I'm thinking you're maybe not 15.
No, maybe not.
Is it hard to revisit some of those feelings?
Sure, but I think what's surprising is that they're all there and they're all vivid. It just takes a small trigger. And that to me is fascinating. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to work on the show, just because of how much I can relate to Brady. She's the main character, but as well as the other characters. It's all there. You know, you as an actress, you pull on your experiences, your own real life experiences. And we like to think that, or I like to think that a lot of it is suppressed or maybe erased or thrown away, but it's there. And as an actress, you can and you shouldn't ignore it because it gives you great depth.
Where do you think, when you were the age of the main character, where do you think you were in that ugly pecking order that girls have amongst themselves? Were you the bullied what were you?
You know, I struggled a lot. I grew up in Baltimore in all public schools, all African-American population. It was sheltered in the sense that we weren't necessarily able to see different cultures or different kinds of life until I discovered the arts. I always tell everyone that, you know, the arts didn't save my life. The arts gave me a life. And it wasn't until I started embarking on the arts and finding that outlet that I could really get a grasp, some kind of control over that pecking order. But yes, I've unfortunately been a victim. When you go to a new school, what that means, and I did have to move to a new school. And then I've also been on Brady's side. She's the main character of the show, where she's just able to see what's going on in the hallways, what's going on outside in the parking lot. And what do? Do you stay silent just to protect yourself? Do you interject? Do you intervene? I think a lot of those choices, unfortunately, are common for a lot of teenagers.
You do a lot of work as an educator, it sounds like, from your website. What do you do to inspire kids to be better to each other, for one thing?
Yeah. I try to, as much as possible, to give them a full exposure to the arts. I come from an underserved community, so it's important for me to continue to work with that population and letting them see that they can express themselves. One thing that I wanted to see as a young girl was more people like me on stage. I would go to these shows, everything from classical theater to The Glass Menagerie and Death of a Salesman, and I never saw my story on stage. I never saw anyone who looked like me, who talked like me. So what I'm able to bring to the table is that same experience for someone young. For them to be able to see a role model that looks like them and talks like them, that's submersed in hip-hop, because I love hip-hop. I'm a B-girl, so that's pretty natural for me. And that's what I want to give to them, that opportunity to say, look, here I am as an example. I'm positive. You can do the same thing. I'd like to see it, so I hope I inspire you to do it.
That's interesting also in light of the play being a Canadian play. So that's, you know, maybe a little bit not quite the Baltimore experience, and yet you're making it your own.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And that's something that myself and the director, Bert, have been talking about a lot. And that comes in with the research as well, just looking into Canadian culture and understanding that, you know, bullying is universal. So even though it's not from the perspective that I grew up with in Baltimore, it's still a very real thing. And it's just trying to wrap my brain around what I can offer to the role, but also what the playwright puts in the text, and then what Bert is able to inform me about, just in terms of how it works best in this area. But you're absolutely right. Yep.
So after this show tour, what's your next project or projects, it looks like, from your website?
I'm developing a new play called The Nayaka Project, which looks at hip-hop dance fusing with Indian classical text, which is really cool. That premieres March 1st. And then in January, I have a series called Liner Notes, which explores the intersection of hip-hop and jazz music. I also have a children's show, All the Way Live, that was commissioned by the Smithsonian, which goes up again for February and Black History Month. Lots and lots of things. Oh, and then I get to play Cinderella. I get to play Cinderella this spring at Imagination Stage in Maryland.
Well, Paige Hernandez, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.